restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care. Okay, I just destroyed this reproductive care argument. Including abortion. Killing cannot be charitable. Sorry, wrong statement. Threatens the health. Now listen to this. Threatens the health, independence, and economic stability of our employees and customers. Now, when you drag the customers into it, now my economic well-being is now supposedly tied to whether or not Estee Lauder's employees can kill their soon-to-be-born children? Folks, the madness here. This is madness. These people are insane. They have lost it. The economic stability of our employees and customers. So in other words, now, Mrs. O'Connell's mother called the day to tell us. Well, she didn't call to tell me. She told her. What, you should make this a Maggie moment, Maggie. You tell the story better than I do. Called to tell. You tell Mike I canceled Yelp today. My mother-in-law informed me. Okay, why? Yelp's one of the 180 companies that signed. No, abortion is signed this statement. They signed a statement. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health, independence, and economic stability of our employees and customers. You're not dragging me into your murderous plot to kill the soon-to-be-born, Yelp. I'm out. So, if you have a Yelp account, if you have the Yelp app, cancel it. If you have a Yelp account, cancel it. But don't just cancel it. Tell them why you're canceling it. I want to read you the letter that I sent to the CEO of Square upon my cancellation of Square. Now, again, our business actually relies upon sales, okay, which we haven't made since the Golden Truth Ticket ended. I got a special prize for the first person that steps up to the plate and shops in the Founders Trading Post. MikeChurch.com/shop. Not one sale since the Golden Truth Ticket contest ended. Not even a bag of coffee. I'm looking at the counter. When it goes to one, I'm going to take whoever that is. I'm going to send you something special. I'm going to send you something just nice. You wait and see. This is the note that I sent, I believe, Mrs. O'Connell. I got a screenshot of it. You should be able to put it into the, let's see here. This is a screenshot of the email that I got from Square. Your Square account has been deactivated. You can't actually delete it. You can only deactivate it. And let's see here. I thought I had saved this as a text file. I guess I'll have to go on my Twitter feed and get the text of the letter that I sent, which was in one of those screenshots. But apparently, I forgot to save my own screenshot, or I didn't upload it. Well, here it is. Okay, I got it. You can see it on the tweet. Dear Square, your business and mine relies on us having future customers to sell to. Your heinous association with Planned Parenthood and public advertising that somehow preserving a, quote, right, close quote, to kill the most innocent of these future customers in utero is an act of equality, is not only repugnant and barbaric, it's diabolical. The day business, air figure quotation marks, must kill infants in order to achieve economic stability, as your ad claims, is the day humanity has chosen the base accumulation of fake wealth over what a Christian, hell, a pagan with a conscience, earns that wealth for. To share with those he, she loves, most importantly and with great love, children. I sincerely pray, yes, pray, no thoughts. You repent from this diabolical endorsement of the bloodshed of the most innocent and make humble acts of reparation and beg for God's mercy along with your 179 co-conspirators. Our Lady's Immaculate Heart's triumph is near, and His, capital H, capital J, judgment is to follow. Sadly, you're on the wrong side of both. I pray you change that. Signed, me, Founders Trade and Posts, founder and CEO, Square Customer Sense, 2011. So 8 years, we got Square accounts. They're set up to our bank accounts. We do thousands of dollars every time we go out to any live trade show or event because people want to use their card. Sure, I can take it. I just run it through the Square. So I got a nice little app, comes right up on the iPad. It's gone. Won't use it. I'll find another way. Somebody's telling me Shopify. Folks, this is what happens. This is what has to happen. We have to disconnect from these people, form our own mainstreams, and say, no, I am not going to be in league with you in any way, shape, or form. If I can identify you and you pursuing this diabolical course, you can count me out. You can count all of us out.